Whistling is a funny skill. It used to be a mandatory tool for entertainment on the battlefields of World War I. It was practically expected from the milkmen. But after years of wolf whistle misuse by construction workers eyeing off pretty girls, it seems to be a dying skill. But in India, it's only just finding its feet. I caught up with one man hoping to bring whistling to a CD store or even a concert hall near you.
Hi, this is Rigved. I am the founder of Indian Whistlers Association. This is a song from the band The Beatles. It's called A Hard Day's Night.
In India, whistling is no easy matter. It's considered an uncouth practice reserved only for the lower classes. But for the Western world, popular whistling has been around since the days of vaudeville, on the stage, on the battlefield, or of course, in children's movies. And if the Indian Whistling Association gets their way, India will soon join the stage with professional whistlers all over the world.
We are trying to change the way people look at whistling in India. Whistling is an art form. You need talent plus a musical sense. You need strong lungs and stamina. It needs passion, dedication and confidence.
So how big is whistling around the world?
India is just catching up. Whistling is very crazy passion around the world. Whistling in the West has been taken very seriously and India is just catching up.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid.
So many people whistle in many different ways. Is there a way that the Whistling Association sees as the right way to whistle?
We endorse all kinds of ways. Blowing in, many do blow out. Some of us do teeth whistling from the teeth. And some of us do roof whistling. They touch the tongue to the upper palate and then they whistle.
Only a couple of months ago, Rigved started the Indian Whistling Association. He now has over 260 members across India from all walks of life, executives, truck drivers, housewives and small children.
Our youngest member is 8 years old and our oldest member is 74 years old.
So when you first tell people that you are a professional whistler, what's their first reaction?
They say, whistling, what is whistling? And professional whistling, what is that? You have to show them that this is whistling, then they're like, oh, that's nice, that's nice.
A lot of singers have a certain upkeep for their vocal cords. Is there something that whistlers do to keep their whistling in shape?
We whistle all the time. We don't smoke, we don't drink, and we have water with us all the time. So that way we keep ourselves healthy.
If you could pick the ideal vision of whistling in India in 10 years' time, how big would you like to see it get?
Well, we are planning to get the International Whistlers Convention in India in 2010. Plus, in another 10 years' time, we are thinking we'll have national-level shows and also Indians performing abroad.
Out of the few billion people in the world, I'm sure, I think half of them can whistle, but to whistle on a professional level, I feel it's an art and it really needs a lot of encouragement. So, guys around the world, keep whistling, listen to whistlers, and keep encouraging us. See ya. Bye-bye.